SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan iba pang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Dahil nagkaroon ng kasunduang pang-enerhiya sa pagitan ng First Nation people at ang Philippine-based renewable company na ASEN, atin pong silipin ano bang may tutulong nito sa bawat bansa at mga mamamayan. Narito ang ulat ni Shirley Escalante.
Nabuo ang isang makasaysayang kasunduang pang-enerhiya sa pagitan ng kumpanyang ASEN at ng First Nations Yindjibarndi people ng Australia. Lilinang ito ng renewable energy at pangangasiwaan mismo ng mga Yindjibarndi para itatag ang Yindjibarndi Energy Corporation. Namangha ako at nagdiwang nang makita kong empowered ang mga katutubo sa Australia at nabibigyan sila ng kalayaang magdesisyon para sa kanilang sarili at hawakan ang kanilang mga aktibidad at hinaharap para sa kanilang ikauunlad. Lalo akong nasiyahan ng malamang isang Philippine-based renewables company, ang ASEN Corporation, ang kapartner ng mga Yindjibarndi sa proyektong ito. Espesyal ito at makasaysayan, ayon kay Australian Ambassador to the Philippines, HKU.
This partnership between Yindjibarndi and ASEN through the creation of Yindjibarndi Energy Corporation is something we haven't seen before. Through this special vehicle, the Yindjibarndi people will have substantial and meaningful equity amounting to 25% of the project. This means the Yindjibarndi people will co-develop, co-own, and operate renewable energy projects of up to 3 gigawatt capacity with ASEN. So really, very exciting stuff.
Ang mga benepisyo ng kasunduang ito, malawak. Hindi lamang ito para sa gamit o konsumo ng mga Yindjibarndi, kundi para rin sa domestic at export markets. Makabubuti sa ekonomiya habang iniingatan ng kapaligiran.
The collaboration marks one of Australia's largest Indigenous-led renewable energy initiatives with a focus on sustainable development and economic opportunities. I remember clearly during my conversation with Yindjibarndi elder and CEO of the Yindjibarndi Aboriginal Corporation, Michael Woodley. He said that this partnership with ASEN has the opportunity to raise the standard of living of all Yindjibarndi people while contributing to addressing climate change. Now, it doesn't get better than that.
Nagkasundo ang Yindjibarndi people at ang ASEN na magtayo ng wind, solar at iba pang renewable energy projects sa Yindjibarndi Ngura na sakop ng exclusive native title land nila sa Australia. Unang itatayo ang 750 megawatt na pinagsamang wind, solar at battery storage na nagkakahalaga ng halos 986 million Australian dollars at target na tapusin sa mga susunod na taon. Sunod na kukumpletuhin ang dagdag na 2-3 gigawatt na solar, wind at battery storage.
This project was officially inaugurated by Honorable Chris Bowen, Federal Minister for Climate Change, in March last year. It is being built with the support of host landholders, First Nations people and the Urala community.
Pero hindi ito ang unang proyektong pang-enerhiya ng ASEN sa First Nations people. Mayroon din silang solar project sa New South Wales sa Anawan people.
And I understand during the early stages of discussion between ASEN and the Yindjibarndi people, ASEN invited them to the New England project site and introduced them to Anawan people. This, as you can imagine, allowed both groups to exchange notes and empower them to take ownership of the projects for their communities.
Sa isip ko, ano kaya ang nagkumbinsi sa mga Yenji Barndy na piliin ang ASEN para sa proyektong ito? Ano ang natatangi sa ASEN?
They share same values. When I met with the Ninjibandi people in November last year, they made it very clear to me that there were many who were interested in partnering with them, but it was ASEN management that really stood out as being very experienced, with their company values very much aligned with the Ninjibandi people. And the engagement with the indigenous communities were more advanced than any other company that expressed interest in this project.
Nangiti ako sa balitang ito at naging isang proud Filipino. Sa panig ng ASEN, sinabi ni ASEN International CEO Patrice Claus na nalulugod sila sa collaborative work na ito at nangako ng masusing pakikipagtulungan sa mga Yenji Barndy para magkaroon ng carbon neutral environment. Marami pang katangian ng proyektong ito. Sa larangang diplomatiko, pinapalalim nito ang strategic partnership ng Pilipinas at Australia.
Well, the strategic partnership between Australia and the Philippines is all about projects like this, actually. And this doesn't happen just at government level. What we want to see is both our countries' companies and communities coming together to look for opportunities and join projects that will further enhance both our nations' economic interests as well as strategic interests. And you can see that a project like this between ASEN and Ninjibandi people actually tick so many boxes of the areas that I have highlighted. So absolutely, this kind of project will definitely further strengthen our bilateral relationship and ensure that we see the strategic partnership which was signed by our two leaders in September 2023 put into action.
Masasabing bunga ito ng national strategy na invested Australia's Southeast Asia Strategy to 2040. Ito ay ang pakikitungo ng Australia sa mga bansa sa Southeast Asia.
And of course, the Philippines is an integral part of that. And as part of this strategy, what the government is doing is to create investment deal teams who can then help identify opportunities and develop and facilitate investments in commercial projects in the region.
Positibo si Ambassador HKU na magkakaroon pa ng mga proyektong katulad nito ang Pilipinas at Australia.
So my sense is that there are going to be many more opportunities like these, facilitated and assisted by the Australian government, and I'm sure with full support of the Philippine government.
Mula sa Pilipinas, para sa SBS Filipino, ako si Shirley Escalante.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.